Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Richard Elliott. Thank you so much for joining us. And be sure, family, to purchase his new album, Summer Madness, available on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. It is everywhere, an exceptional album. But speaking of exceptional vocalist, singer, songwriter, musician, and captivating beautiful, Lord have mercy, the incredible Lori Jenner, as we have the pleasure of debuting her new hit single, of course, As You Are, featuring legendary Patrice Rushen. So, of course, on behalf of The Zone and the Teddy Bears, my pleasure to welcome to LOTL Radio the incredible Lori Jenner, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Teddy Bear. Thank you for asking. Thank you for having me on the show today.
I've been waiting a long time to have you on the show, young lady. Yes, I have.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to tell you something. Your vocals have become even more incredible as time has gone by. I don't know what you're doing or what kind of magic elixir that you have been drinking, but man, it is incredible. It is so wonderful to hear some new music from you. What took so long to bless us with some new music?
Well, you know, thanks again for that, Teddy. I was really waiting for the right song to hit me, you know, something that resonated with me and really felt like it was part of my spirit and who I am as an artist today. And I wanted to get the right artist together that would understand that whole genre and what I was going for. And so it took some time to get everyone together and to get that right pick. And I'm just so glad that other folks are listening and liking. I'm just grateful.
Well, beyond like, I mean, it's number 5 on the Billboard, one of the hot singles on the chart. I mean, did you expect that kind of positive feedback in such a short period of time?
No, not at all. It's such a blessing. And I didn't, to be honest with you, I did not. In fact, I was saying to some of the musicians on, and Freddie Washington, the bass player, producer on the song, was so instrumental in getting all of this, all of these, the right people and the right sound together. But I was saying to him, I just wanted to do something that I felt was beautiful, and I wanted to stay true to myself without being swayed one way or another by marketability or anything else other than just what I was raised with in music. And
absolutely.
I'm just so grateful that people enjoy it. I just had no idea.
I love it. I've sat up here and I've listened to this single, I would say maybe 7 or 8 times. I said her voice is just captivating. I said it's gotten more timeless, you know, as the years have gone by. One of the things that I've always been so impressed with you, you've always been a firm believer as far as music having healing power of changing people's hearts, breaking through and speaking to them in a way what makes a person more relaxed, more comfortable, but also gaining more of an introspective on who they are and how much we have in common as just as overall people.
Yeah, I'm from your mouth to God's ears, Teddy. I really believe that, you know, art is here for a reason, and it transcends language and culture and anything that divides us. And it's really wonderful to know that there's any healing in anything that I do, any other musician and artist do now, especially because I think we're in this world, we're in need of healing. And so if it functions that way, I'm so grateful for that.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to show you how long I've been following you. I've listened to interviews that you've done maybe, 6 or 7 years ago. And you've always talked about, yes, Lord.
When I was 11.
It was funny that you say that. I told my producer, I said, look, we're both 21, so it's okay.
I'm co-signing that.
And one of the things that I've always been impressed with you, even back during that time, you've also mentioned about, you talked about substance, being true to the art form. And somewhere along the way, I don't know if it's due to the inflection as far as social media is concerned, but it just seems to me that you have a lot of young, up-and-coming artists that do not show that kind of reverence to music and actually perfecting the craft anymore. What does that mean to you when you sit back and you see some of the things that transpire in the music industry?
Well, you know, I'm actually getting educated. That's a great question, because I'm getting educated about what, you know, things have changed so much over my lifetime in this business, and I'm loving a lot of the things that I'm hearing the young artists do, and, you know, and just some of the ways they're taking sounds of the 60s and 70s and really making it their own. I'm learning really how it's done, because I haven't swayed much from the way we did it, you know, with when we did it when we were playing, you know, all instruments, you know, everything's being played by real musicians. And, you know, there's some programs and things like that that I've been lucky enough to be on, some dance music, but those are remixes. But I'm learning really that this was something that people aren't doing as much anymore, what we did in the studio this time. And I'm just, again, grateful that people are embracing it, because, you know, they may call it old school. I don't know what else to call it, but the way I always did things. And my ears just go there naturally. My ears just go there. I like the analog sounds. I like those warm, thick textures. I gravitate to those. And it's just wonderful that radio people like you and music lovers are enjoying it too.
Well, according to that great American poet, Mr. Miles Davis, he said, we don't call it jazz music. We don't call it R&B. We call it social music. And I mean, it's definitely a beautiful concept.
That.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know,
I love that. You said that. I agree with it.
It's definitely social music. You and Patrice Rushen go back a long way, a long way. For you, every time that you had an opportunity, just interact and work with her, it's always... It's such chemistry that it's hard to describe. What is it like working with her when you kind of just have really know what each other's thinking when you're in the studio? What is that process like?
I'm in awe of Patrice. I think she's an oh my God, what an amazing musician, what a talent, and just to have her on this project was a real, real blessing for me, and grateful. She's positive. The one word, the first thing that came to my mind is positivity. She just thinks, as she approaches the music with, hey, we're going to give it wings, wherever it flies, it's going to fly, just let it go. And that was really a wonderful feeling for me to be in the studio with that type of energy, because everything flowed from there, and it was so organic, and the chemistry in that room was amazing. I couldn't have asked for more, but she is just a consummate musician, such a professional, and just got so much flavor.
She's
amazing. I was just listening and trying to to live up to it.
You know, I sit back and I'm sitting up here thinking here in the studio. I said, you know what? This is a completely different Lori than the Lori of what? 15 years ago.
Ooh.
Outspoken,
ooh.
Direct, no nonsense. I can't remember the name of the movie. You said you can't handle the truth. My goodness. I said, yes, Lord. And now I'm speaking to a Lori that's more calm. I guess more of a person to just kind of take things as they are. When did that change come? I need to know, and I know all the listeners out there, they want to know, when did that change come?
you know, I think it's a slow evolution, Teddy. It's like, have you ever taken a very new bottle of red wine and opened it for about an hour? It took me a few years, but I finally got ready to pour.
My goodness, I'm there with you. But you know, we've always said, you know, when you're on this journey, you know, intelligence, patience comes in time, learning to deal with people on a completely different level where it doesn't affect you. You've always talked about positive energy. Working on this new single, the energy level seems so positive, so organic for you. How imperative is that when you're in a studio and you're working on something that you have that natural, organic, positive energy, that reinforcement that we're thinking the same way, we want the same goal?
You know, it's amazing. I can't say it enough that it's something I don't take for granted, because, you know, I've been recording and doing this a long time, and you know, certainly seeing the contrast to that over time and over in my experiences. And it's so important to what happens, the outcome of the project. The way you go into it, and I always look at it as an omen, and maybe some people may think I'm superstitious, but I think of it as, if every step feels good and every step there's the wind behind you and not in front of you, that you must be doing something right and going in the right direction. So I just keep putting that energy back in. When there's that push forward, I just say, okay, let's take that next step. And hopefully the end result will have all of that energy and goodwill in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You've always been such a perfectionist. I mean, a super perfectionist and highly critical. You're more critical of yourself than anybody else. But any time when you were working on it, did you kind of step back and say, you know what, we need to redo this again? It's not where I want it to be.
Oh, my God. Teddy, it's the worst. You know, that's one of the things I think people would just say. It's not the easiest part of working with me. And it's not easy for me to work with me sometimes. But, you know, this is the reason I hand it off to a producer like a Freddie, because I have so much trust in his ears and his judgment. And, he knows what he's doing musically. I mean, he's on the road with Steely Dan now. So, you know, they're one of the most picky, critical, I mean, talk about vetting musicians that over time that group has really picked the best of the best. And he's with them, so I knew that if it passed the sniff test with him, that I should let go and let the clay harden. But you're absolutely right. I haven't been good over, you know, haven't been good in my lifetime of letting the clay harden. I always want to go back and tweak this or that, and sometimes I have to, you know, Gerald Levert said one time that, you know, you don't want to perfect the feel out of something. You know, so when you have feel, you can sacrifice a little pitchiness, maybe a little of a back phrasing, something that doesn't feel like it's exactly right, but it feels good. And I'm trying to surrender to that now.
I love that. I thought I'd never hear it, but I'm with it. Surrender, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Surrender. Those words I never thought would ever pass those lips. Surrender. Not glory to God.
It has come to be, Teddy. Alas, it is true.
My goodness. I'm expecting a rapture at any minute, my love, but it's all right. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. You know, I must admit, I was telling my listeners earlier, you know, I can be somewhat kind of selfish because when you hear something that has such substance and quality, you want more. You yearn for more. And I must ask, as much as the teddy bear loves cheesecake, you provided us with an ultimate slice of cheesecake. Can we expect either an EP or an album in the near future?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. We were talking about it today. Yes, we are. We have the material for an album. We're just waiting for the right marriage. The right marriage of label, artist, and distribution to happen. But we have more just like that ready for you and for listening, my fans out there who I'm so grateful for. We're just waiting for that chemistry to happen. And then we're all...
Mm. Now, I remember she had a reservation concerning labels. They wanted to monetize and basically stipulate on what an artist does from a creative standpoint. So how important is it to you now, in this day and age of music, that signing to a label, that you have that kind of complete creative control over your music?
Oh, it's immensely important to me. It's a deal breaker for me if I don't have it. I just, you know, you come to a point as an artist where your joy comes from the authenticity of what you're doing. So if I'm not doing what I feel is true to myself and what I love, how good can that translate in a musical environment? How much can a song tell a story if the story isn't true to the artist or the musician playing the song? And it took me so long to really know that viscerally, but now I do. And I couldn't give that up at this point.
Absolutely. And why should you? You've spent too much of your time and countless hours giving so much of yourself. Why should you relinquish that kind of creative control to everyone? I see. I remember when you started, I forgot how many, it was so many different record labels, and now we have a handful of labels, and we have a lot of major gifted artists that have been in this game for over 2 to 3 decades now are independent artists, and they're loving it because they have that kind of level of control on their music. And sign distribution deals, because at the end of the day, as you've always said, this is a business. That you have to make sure all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed. And in saying that, when are you going to bring your captivating self to the state of Texas and do some live performances? I need to know, and the listeners need to know.
Well, I'll tell you, I love going to Texas. I love it. I had some of the best shows and the best audiences of my career in Texas, in Austin, Houston, Dallas. It's a fabulous place to be. Not to mention that I have to go and seriously work out almost 3 hours a day after leaving because your food is just too good. I mean, I can't. The restaurant and the food there. Oh my God, this is ridiculous. So I have a lot to do when I leave, but I have a great time when I'm there. But we're working on that now, Teddy. We were talking about it with my management this morning about some of the shows, how we're going to set up some things, and it's going to be very, very soon. We hope the first quarter of 2017, and you will be the first to know.
Lord have mercy, that's a beautiful thing. I know Austin City Limits is calling your name, my queen. It is definitely.
Well, I'd love to be there. I'd love the city of Austin.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I want to talk about something that's very dear here to your heart, and that's the Autoimmune Disease Association. Can you tell us something about that and give the listeners a little bit more pert information on how you actually intertwined that with the new single?
Sure. I had been struggling with some health issues for a little over a year, and you know, they were guessing, the doctors, that is, were testing me, and I was back and forth into urgent care and various specialists to figure out what it was, and they finally determined early spring of this year that it was a form of lupus, discoid lupus. So I began doing research and finding out some support communities out there, and ARDA was one of the strongest communities I saw online. It provided so much support and education, information about treatments that are available, and homeopathic ones as well as medical, traditional Western medical treatments. And it just made me want to share some of that journey with people that might also be struggling with something that they can put their finger on, because it can be very mysterious, right, and difficult to diagnose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to all the listeners out there, this is important. For every single that you purchase, and it's available on iTunes as we speak, Lori will actually pledge 25 cents to every single. So make sure you go purchase the new single. It's available on iTunes as we speak. And to get all the pertinent information, make sure you stop by Lori's official website. That's at LoriDenaire.com. Also on Twitter and Facebook with the same handle. My queen, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, but you know, far be it from me to sit up here and tease the listeners without playing the new hit single. So, of course, with your permission, you grace us with the new hit single, please.
Oh, thank you so much, Teddy. I appreciate you having me today, and blessings to everyone on the show and to you, and thanks always for supporting my music.
Absolutely. The new hit single, As You Are, featuring the legendary Patrice Rushen, here in the zone of the LTO Radio. Story. Yeah, of course, featuring Patrice Rushen, As You Are, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by Lori's official website. That's at LoriGenere.com. Also on Twitter and Facebook with the same handle. My queen, this is your home. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let the teddy bear know we love you to death. Again, you still look exquisite. Lord have mercy. Just gets better with time.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me today.
My pleasure. And remember, when the second single's ready or when that album's ready, I don't care if it's like Grandma's Cookies, it's somewhat soft, still warm, we will get to deal with it first, okay?
Will do, I promise.
All right, my queen. Continued success and much love to you, okay?
You as well, Teddy. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my love. The incredible Lori Genere here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, I have been following that exquisite lady's career for a long time, and it was such a blessing to have her on the show. Remember, family, purchased a new hit single, As You Are. It is available everywhere, and again, for every time you purchase the single, Lori will donate 20, she will be paying 25 cents to every single that is to help with the American Autoimmune-Related Disease Association. It is imperative that we do our part. But while I got you here on a very smooth, therapeutic Thursday afternoon, let's get to some Lonnie Merrill with Thriller in the Zone of LOTO Radio.
Yeah. See, she got me acting all crazy. I'm starting to think that I know exactly what it is. Who is it?
Shawty say she need a man. Had her hold hands with her when she hit the mall on the walkthrough. It only take a couple grand if you wanna see some sand. Baby girl, I understand and I got you. I'ma keep it real simple. Maybe it's your dimples, not the cheeks on your face, but the other two. And I really ain't the type to go missing all night. Got my homies thinking I'm in love with you.
The girl is mine, I have your boyfriend screaming, I remember the time.
But
You better keep them in line before I jam a clip in the 9 and 7 spine. Girl, you my backbone killer. You my PYT with the super wet
me, but I need him.
Lydia May from her album Vintage Art, Rune True Love. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the incredible Lori Janelle. Lord have mercy. Thank you so much, my queen, for honoring us this afternoon. Remember, family, the new hit single, As You Are, featuring Patrice Rushen, is available on iTunes, and hopefully very, very soon she will make her captivating self available down here in the great state of Texas. Lord have mercy. You know how we like our R&B. We want it shaken, but never stirred. And speaking of shaken, but never stirred, here's the latest from another incredible artist, Madeline Renee, with Warm Up to You, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord help me. Wow.